Good evening, and welcome to We Both Read It, your weekly book review program.
I'm Alec Gotwood.
And I'm Sidney Kant.
This week, we'll take a look at Memories of Paris, the monumental memoir by Sir Cedric Lord Osbert Geoffrey, the so-called haberdasher to the lost generation.
It's a large book.
And here's an excerpt.
As I slowly sipped my absinthe with Ezra Pound, we watched the arm wrestling match between Gertrude Stein and T.S. Eliot. What was to become World War II was still just a gleam in the eyes of the fates, and James Joyce's secretary, sneering as he slouched languidly on the maitre d', could anyone have known that this young man would one day be known to the world as Samuel Beckett?
Memories of Paris is Sir Cedric's effort to tell us everything that ever happened to him. In this regard, at least, Sir Cedric is successful.
It's really one of the largest books I've ever seen. I had to stay up all night, two nights in a row, to finish it.
If you want to know Ernest Hemingway's hat size or where Fitzgerald went to buy his shoes, Memories of Paris is the book for you. Frankly, I'm tired of reading about these people.
Well, I thought some of it was very interesting, and there were 500 pages of photographs.
Out of focus?
Well, they didn't have those Japanese cameras back then.
This is an immense volume of dull prose by a fatuous poser who takes far too long to say what isn't really worth saying.
But you get your money's worth of paper. It's a huge book. I needed help carrying it up the stairs.
Next week, we'll take a look at Stephen King's laundry list.
I sat down on this book to take a rest, and you know, my legs didn't even reach the floor.
Till next time, I'm Alec Cotwood.
This is a hard job sometimes. I'm Sidney Katz.
And join us next week for We Both Read It, your weekly book review program.